AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, voting is well underway in the presidential election with over 5,500 polling stations across the country open since 7 o'clock this morning and remain open until 10 o'clock tonight. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe can bring us up to date on turnout reports so far, which may well be sparse. Sean, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
So tell us, what's going on?
So across the country, look, the one word I'm hearing back from all the different count centres that I've been talking to today and the returning officers is it's slow. And we don't have a great picture. Some of them are not going to have actual turnout figures until later this morning when a few more people are. But we do have a bit of a snapshot of some areas of the country. So if we take Cork, for example, about 8:30. So still in the middle of that sort of commuter rush, it might have picked up a bit since the county overall was at about 2.3% and the city about 3.3%. That's a bit down on the general election. If we look to Dublin then and in the sort of city constituencies, so Dublin Bay North, Central, Bay South, Dublin South Central and Dublin North West, they're coming in at a combined 3.22%. That's as of 9:30 this morning. Now to compare that to 2018, it was at 4.3% at 10 a.m. So it is a little bit behind, and keeping in mind that 2018 was the lowest that we have ever had in terms of a presidential election at 44%. If we look at some figures that are literally just coming in to me now in terms of percentages from Galway's, this obviously being Catherine Connolly's own backyard, I suppose the highest boxes being in the Aran Islands, about 6% at the minute, as low as 0% in Renmore in Galway East. I presume that's due to a reporting fault rather than there actually having been no people. Only about 1% on average, I've been told, as when in Limerick as of 8 a.m. So this is the kind of picture you're getting, albeit on sparse data at the minute, Pat. It is slow out there across the country today.
Okay, well, we shall see how it all unfolds. It's compounded, of course, by the fact that this is the bank holiday weekend and people are moving about. Some people have taken themselves out of the country entirely for a long weekend holiday or the beginning, perhaps, of an autumn break. And then more people are on the move to holiday homes and so on. And who knows where they're registered?
Yeah, well, there's that too. And then I suppose if we look at some of the commuter areas, so for example, Gorey, big commuter town, that was at 8% at about 10:30. So a pretty fresh stat there. But I'm told that's quite a bit down on usual elections or referenda polls at this time. If we look at some of the other places in the southeast, 6% in Tremore, St. Lawrence's O'Toole polling centre in Carlow, turnout low in the early hours, 2-4%. Offaly, no figures yet, but low. Like, there's a lot of these places where, like you say, people are maybe away, long weekend, they're not going to be there. Different weather in different parts of the country. It was certainly here in Wicklow, it was raining early this morning, now a bit nicer. People may vote on their lunch or after work, but overall, we're looking at a low enough picture, unless, you know, the usual cliches that we'll have later, the tea time rush, the lunchtime surge, all that kind of stuff.
And finally, it might not have happened at all. There was a last minute bid to stop the whole thing.
This was it, yeah, from a mathematician, Dr. Cora Stack was her name. She did want to be an independent candidate in this election and indeed made an appeal to a number of councils. And yesterday, the High Court heard a petition for a judicial review of the nomination process. And she was essentially arguing, challenging what she called the unlawful blocking of political parties, of independent candidates by political parties from contesting the election and calling it a complete farce. The court ultimately rejected that submission, that the process was unconstitutional and unfair, saying that actually the nomination process had fit exactly with the constitution and it stuck to that process of there being 20 councillors or 20 members of the Oireachtas in terms of TDs and senators, or four councils, and that also Ms Stack couldn't present any evidence to say that she had actually sought out the vote of any single individual councillor or indeed tried to go down the other route. So they said there was no basis for the challenge that she had to make, and that she was in fact asking the courts to intervene and create the law rather than adjudicate on the law here. And if there is a problem or a gripe, I guess, with the nominations process, as a lot of people who are listening may have and may want to see change, that is not the position of the courts to adjudicate on, but rather politicians and the Oireachtas to decide how to legislate, perhaps even to have a referendum on it and to change what is there in the constitution. So that's where that case ended. It was ultimately thrown out. Just some more, to give you some more figures, I'm literally just getting them in as we speak from emails from different turning centres. If we look at Kerry, in as of 10:30, so fresh enough, Tralee 5.2%, Kilgarvan 6.3%, Dingle 6.9%. So they're all relatively speedy compared to some of the other parts of the country. That's the latest that we have.
Well, you know, it's all I suppose relatively meaningless at this early stage, but we'll be hearing more from you later in the day as the figures clarify. Sean Defoe, our political correspondent, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance,
weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.